Chapter 3. In the same way, you wives, be in subjection to your husbands, so that if any are not obedient to the word, they may be won without a word, through the conduct of their wives, because of having been eyewitnesses of your chaste conduct, together with deep respect. Do not let your adornment be external, the braiding of hair and the wearing of gold ornaments or fine clothing, but let it be the secret person of the heart, in the incorruptible adornment of the quiet and mild spirit, which is of great value in the eyes of God. For this is how the holy women of the past, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, subjecting themselves to their husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you have become her children, provided you continue doing good and do not give in to fear. You husbands, in the same way, continue dwelling with them according to knowledge. Assign them honor as to a weaker vessel, the feminine one, since they are also heirs with you of the undeserved favor of life, in order for your prayers not to be hindered. Finally, all of you have unity of mind, fellow feeling, brotherly affection, tender compassion, and humility. Do not pay back injury for injury, or insult for insult. Instead, repay with a blessing, for you were called to this course, so that you might inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must guard his tongue from bad, and his lips from speaking deception. Let him turn away from what is bad, and do what is good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of Jehovah are on the righteous, and his ears listen to their supplication. But the face of Jehovah is against those doing bad things. Indeed, who will harm you if you become zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are happy. However, do not fear what they fear, nor be disturbed. But sanctify the Christ as Lord in your hearts, always ready to make a defense before everyone who demands of you a reason for the hope you have, but doing so with a mild temper and deep respect. Maintain a good conscience, so that in whatever way you are spoken against, those who speak against you may be put to shame because of your good conduct as followers of Christ. For it is better to suffer because you are doing good, if it is God's will to allow it, than because you are doing evil. For Christ died once for all time for sins, a righteous person for unrighteous ones, in order to lead you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit. And in this state he went and preached to the spirits in prison, who had formerly been disobedient when God was patiently waiting in Noah's day, while the ark was being constructed, in which a few people, that is, 8 souls, were carried safely through the water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, is also now saving you, not by the removing of the filth of the flesh, but by the request to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He is at God's right hand, for he went to heaven, and angels and authorities and powers were made subject to him.